The Linwood Municipal Golf Course has accrued more than $1 million of debt over the last few years. Linwood isn't the only municipal course to struggle financially. Recently, Mount Lake Terrace and Sumner closed their courses. Linwood city leaders are trying to figure out how to keep the course open and debt-free. KUOW's Jeannie Yandel has the story.
If you've never been to the Linwood Municipal Golf Course before, it's kind of tough to find. The course itself is way at the back of the parking lot of Edmonds Community College. The only clues you're in the right place are the high ball nets surrounding the course, and, of course, the golfers wheeling their clubs towards the green.
And we try to play even if it's raining.
That's Espy Grundy. She and her friend Jackie Garmeyer have a standing weekly golf date here.
This is such a friendly course, you know?
Yeah.
It's homey. Even if you don't play, people walk around. You know, there's a whole walk, trail all around it.
Uh-oh.
The Linwood Municipal Golf Course has been open since 1991. And for years, the course made enough from user fees to sustain itself. Then, in 2007, the economy tanked, and people stopped playing golf. So the course started sliding into debt. By 2011, the course's debt topped $1 million. So the city loaned the golf course $1.2 million from other city funds. But then in late 2012, the state auditor's office told the city it needed to manage the golf course's finances better, and it needed to develop a plan to repay the loan. Mark Smith is a Linwood City Council member who's also running for mayor.
I used to golf when I was a kid. My grandfather taught me how to golf, but I haven't golfed in probably 20 years at least.
Even though Councilmember Smith doesn't golf, he's visited the course and thinks it's a great asset to the city. So he and the rest of the city council are wrestling with a big question.
Is there a way to make the golf course a sustainable business and allow it to pay that money back to the general fund so that there's no loss to the city at all?
That's the ideal solution, Smith says. But
if the council decides that's not a possibility, there's the option of closing the golf course so that it doesn't accumulate any more debt. There's the option of selling the land or using the land for some other purpose.
Here's the thing, though.
The golf course is not entirely owned by the city, and that's the complicating factor.
The Linwood Municipal Golf Course sits on about 75 acres of land. The city owns some of that land, but more than half the property is owned by Edmonds Community College and the state. So even if the city council decides to sell, it's not clear how the sale would work or who would get the money. Lynn Sordell is the head of Parks and Recreation for Linwood.
Do you play the course?
I do. I personally think it's one of the most beautiful places in the entire city.
Even though Sordell loves the course, he sees some problems there.
Basically, the city for the last 22 years has not done any investment in the golf course. We lack key amenities like food and beverage, a driving range or a hitting area, more golf carts.
Sordell wants the city council to privatize some of the day-to-day operations of the golf course, especially the promotions and marketing. He says the private sector is much better at doing stuff like
the bundling of very important specials at a golf course, food and beverage, golf carts, special promos, special offers, getting information to people quickly without the bureaucratic red tape.
Even with the bureaucratic red tape facing the Linwood Municipal Golf Course, golf is, forgive the pun, on the upswing. According to the Washington State Golf Association, the number of rounds played in the state is up 13% from this time last year. And for a weekday morning in mid-April, the golf course is doing a brisk business by the time I arrive, a little after 8.
I used to play at Ballinger, but that's gone now.
That's Ed Bailey. He's heading out to the course with Ray Fortney. Ed and Ray started coming regularly to Linwood after Ballinger Lake, the municipal course in Mount Lake Terrace, shut down late last year. Like all the golfers I talked to, Ed and Ray really want the Linwood Municipal Golf Course to stay open. Ed just wants the user fees to be cheaper. Ray wants a little something else.
Now if they can get me a little clubhouse out here where we can have a 19th hole instead of sitting out in the cold. Of course, today's free hot dog day.
It is?
Yeah.
The Linwood City Council discussed options for the golf course at a work session last night. The earliest the council will make a decision is at their meeting this coming Monday. I'm Jeannie Yandel, KUOW News.